business owners and executives from around the Valley. This is Business Leaders with Lance Cardoza.
Good morning, and thank you for watching Business Leaders. We're here in the studio at KMPH Fox 26, right here in the heart of the Central Valley. I bring you Business Leaders each and every Tuesday morning at 11 a.m., and I welcome you to go to businessleaders.tv to be able to see past episodes, this episode, and more. And I want to remind everybody, we're now on podcast. Wherever you get your podcast, you'll be able to get Business Leaders with Lance by going to your podcast source and get this show and other shows of Business Leaders. This week, I have a great gentleman. I've probably crossed paths with him from time to time at Chichansey Park when he was playing there with Fuego and the Foxes and working in the business of soccer and athletics from the High Performance Academy. I have Jesus Garcia.
Yes.
Thank you for being on the show. And also, you're in our 40 under 40.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm super grateful. First and foremost, thank you for the invitation and being here. Yeah. Super excited to just share our story and promote our community.
Yeah. And you, so Jesus, soccer player.
Right.
Here in the Valley. Uh-huh. A lot of young people at a young age here in the Valley, they see some of these great players like yourself when you're on that field. But at one point, you were that little boy watching TV and watching soccer. What was your inspiration when you first saw the sport?
You know, our family comes from a background in Hispanics that soccer is like part of our nature. And it's like every day we're playing, and just such a passionate sport that's a family, it's a family-oriented sport that allowed me, like, they were taking me every weekend to go and play, watching my brothers play. And it was just one of those things, like, I believe, like, I just started picking up on it and kicking the soccer ball. And one thing led to another, and I just started kicking the ball around, and my parents started putting me in soccer programs and kind of took off from there.
And just kept going and going. So, and in the United States, mm-hmm. we know it as soccer.
Absolutely.
But internationally, around the world, it's football.
Absolutely, yeah. It's incredible how fast it's growing here in the United States, mm-hmm. Let alone how big this sport is internationally. I mean, it's a sport that speaks multiple languages. You don't actually have to talk English to be playing and interact with different people. So I've been fortunate to travel around the world playing the sport and being a spectator and ambassador of it that has opened up a lot of opportunities, made me realize, like, man, the Central Valley has something very special, and it's awesome to see how we can promote it.
Your work, working in soccer, working mm-hmm. with youth and working with athletes with High Performance Academy led you to the nomination where you were nominated at 40, mm-hmm. the letter U, 40.com. Uh-huh. And the nomination came in and you were selected by your peers. So I don't know if you know this, but former 40 under 40 alumnus, they come together and they see all the nominations and they select the new class of the 40 under 40. And Jesus, you with 39 others will be recognized on December 1st at Chichansey Park as one of the 40 under 40. And congratulations again.
I appreciate it. I'm so honored. I looked at the list of people that got nominated in the class, and I'm just super blessed to be part of such a talented group of individuals that are making a big impact here in the Central Valley in the public and private sector. So I'm really grateful. I'm looking forward to being there on December 1st.
It's a lot of fun. I talk Absolutely. About it. It's like the ultimate networking event.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, a lot of fun. And you probably went through the list and seen past classes. You see so many people you do business with, I'm sure. Uh-huh. And that's what we see every year. And I tell the committee this all the time, that they get nervous. Are we going to be able to find a new class that was as good as last year or my year? You know, because they all say their year was the best. And every time we have an incredible class that comes forward. Mm-hmm. And a lot of diamonds in the rough. People that maybe are just in the trenches doing it and need to get recognized. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times when you get that call, you think, me? You know,
absolutely.
Wow. You know, you feel like you've arrived to this elite group of people.
Absolutely. And I think exactly what you said there, I feel like that has implemented me why we started HP in the first place, because Central Valley is notorious for developing a lot of talented athletes, and we just don't get the recognition that I believe we deserve, but mm-hmm. in a way that's positive because we have a chip on our shoulder and we gotta go out and prove ourselves. So it's just unbelievable that we have so much talent on and off the field.
Talk to me about HPK, and that's or A. Mm-hmm. And that's the High Performance Academy.
Correct.
And tell me about the services and what the High Performance Academy brings to the community.
Absolutely. I mean, High Performance Academy, I actually founded it and started it right when I graduated from high school, went to Clovis East High School. And I was playing for the Fresno Fuego. And during my time there, I was just actively playing, and I started having parents and kids wanting me to train them. Mm-hmm. And it really started as a passion. I just didn't really think it was going to turn into what it is now. I'm super grateful for it, but it was something I was so passionate about. I was just working with players, helping them try to accomplish what they wanted to be in 5 or 10 years and get the extra training. And it started with one kid, and before you know it, you know, moving to today, we've been able to help over 10,000 athletes. So
wow.
It's incredible. I started with a soccer ball, a bag of soccer balls, some cones at Buchanan High School and elementary schools. And it's awesome to see how far we have come to this day and where we're heading towards too in the future.
So you just did a pop-up.
That's how it started. I'm so lucky that I've had people that trusted me with their kids and to, you know, they always say it takes a village to mold, you know, your kids. And the fact that they gave me the opportunity to be part of that village, and somebody took a chance and it started spreading like wildfire, I felt like, man, I'm onto something. Yeah. And I started putting flyers and in social media. It was right in the era with Facebook, and started posting it. And you know, when you do something good, it starts to spread out and more people. And I was just like, man, what am I going to do next?
Yeah.
You know, and so it was a super exciting opportunity for me, and I took advantage of the opportunity.
And it sounds like, too, at a young age, too, you didn't get complacent or jaded about the business, because you get in from the other side, from the business side of the sport.
Absolutely.
A lot of times people have a different view, but you felt like you were living some of your fire with this youth, with the youth that came in.
Absolutely. And when I was playing with Fresno Fuego, I was very lucky to be under some great leadership. And they gave me an opportunity to run camps with Jeremy Schultz and Chris Wilson.
Yeah.
They gave me an opportunity to be like the camp liaison. So while I was helping out with the Central Valley running soccer camps, I just started to passionately grow. I started to grow the passion for what I was doing for the community. And just time went on, and I decided to try something new and venture out. And people called me a little bit crazy because I had full-time jobs and everything, and I dropped everything to start HPA.
And you mentioned Chris Wilson, Jeremy Schultz, both incredible 40 under 40 honorees over the years, and they would say their year was the best. The 40 under 40 will be on December 1st. When we come back, we'll have more with Jesus Garcia talking about the High Performance Academy and how you can get involved and hear more about his story. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Business Leaders. Make sure you catch this episode and other episodes by going to businessleaders.tv. You can also scan the QR code on the screen, and it'll take you to the website and find out how you can be involved with business leaders here in the Valley. You might have a business leader yourself, or you're the business leader, would like to be featured here on Business Leaders with Lance Cardoza. I'm sitting here talking with Jesus Garcia, and he's with High Performance Academy, and one of the new honorees that'll be recognized on December 1st at Chichansey Park for the 40 under 40, the ultimate networking event. You can go to 40U40.com and find out more about the event and come down and celebrate with some of the youngest and brightest here in the Valley and talk about your trials and tribulations. I like to always talk about, it's not always easy in business.
No, not
and
at all.
And sometimes we find mentors along the way. We find people that believed in us. We find the ones that say you can't do it. And that's probably fires you up. You know, you can't do it. You talked about that chip on the shoulder.
Absolutely.
Being from Fresno, and we have some really elite athletes, and we like to celebrate those wins. Talk to me about that, about athletes here in the Valley and sort of who who sort of molded you and gave you that opportunity that made you start HBA?
No, absolutely. I mean, I think it first and foremost, it started with my parents. You know, they're immigrants that came to Fresno, United States, to try to better themselves and give us opportunities. And I think the why they did it and how they came over here gave us an opportunity immediately put a chip on our shoulders, you know, mm-hmm. and trying to better ourselves and have a better live the American dream. So, you know, during that time, I mean, my dad and my parents have been, and my brothers have been a big family support. And it's important when you're going through these phases of playing club soccer and education, mm-hmm. It's very difficult, you know, and to have a good support system at home, despite of any financial hurdles or obstacles you're facing, it makes it a little bit easier. Yeah. And, you know, just they kept me in it. They gave me the opportunities to be in environments that will allow me to mold into the person I am today. And it leads into those environments of having incredible mentors. You know, I've been very fortunate of growing in an area in the valley that has a lot of great people and individuals. And you talk about previous class members, but you know, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be I wouldn't be sitting here or have the opportunities I have. And you know, just a few recognitions there. I have like Jeremy Schultz, who I mentioned during my time at Fresno Fuego, Chris Wilson, there's Bill Cummings. There's a lot of my coaches at California Odyssey. Man, they were incredible. Those are the people I spent a lot of my time with.
Yeah.
And now I look at, during especially with COVID, how difficult things is as being an entrepreneur and business owner.
Yeah.
I look back at those moments and I realize like, man, like every situation I can translate and see like all the things like obstacle and how to pivot, how to fall into pressure. So I'm just super grateful for all those people that have been in my life.
And they were in during times that were probably pretty hard for you, they
Absolutely.
Were there for you. And talk about that group of people, especially around football, soccer, mm-hmm. The passion they have for the community and mm-hmm. families. You talk about Jeremy Schultz. I
Absolutely.
Mean, he lives, he breathes this sport.
Absolutely.
And is so fired up about it. And just a guy with ideas and thinking, mm-hmm. Chris Wilson and Bill Cummings and what they're doing down in Visalia is incredible.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But just great great mentors of yours that sort of, those are good ones to have. But a lot of times, too, you run into a brick wall in business mm-hmm. or maybe in sports. And I think that's what's helped you with High Performance Academy mm-hmm. and business, because it's not always easy.
No, absolutely
not. Always easy. What is your advice if someone's watching, they want to start a business, or they're an athlete saying, hey, this is something that I probably should be in, or come down and be a part of the High Performance Academy, maybe post-athlete. You know, and I think that's a great opportunity with HPA. Maybe it's a time where they were an athlete and involved and physically going all the time, and they miss it. I know my daughter does. She played every sport.
I know.
She even wanted to be in football, like physical football, uh-huh. you know, American football. Now a forester, but uh-huh. Still wants to stay engaged and athletic and physically involved. What do you say to those people?
You know, I'll pass it forward just because I was told this when I was growing up by my mentors. Is it's so important to one is pick something you're so passionate about, and if you are. Also try to surround yourself by the right people and who you envision yourself with in the future. So just like, you know, when I was playing for Odyssey and play for Fuego, I had people around me that allowed me to feel inspired, to feel confident, and to learn from what they're doing and who I want to be one day, or at least be another ambassador and advocate of the sport. And to me, I say this to my athletes, I say this to some of my team members and staff, is just it's so important to surround yourself by amazing people, by great people that's going to help you grow every single day. And I'm also fortunate to have a good support system at home. My wife has been the rock for us. You know, they always talk about being a business owner, but really starts at home. And we have two kids, so it's not, I mean, her job is much more difficult than
That's
mine.
That's a business in itself.
It really is. And, you know, I'm just so grateful to have her as her support. What we're doing, able to do, especially during COVID, we talk about how challenging it is.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have been able to go and pursue those dreams of mine and all those things if she wasn't at home taking care of it. So it's just important who you you surround and who you choose to be with. That's so important to to get you in the pathway that you want to be at.
And only fair to your companion, you know, that person too.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of entrepreneurs are so driven, and I fall into this rut all the time, that we're so focused and we're so driven in so many different lanes that sometimes you forget about everything else around you, and before you know it, it's all over. You know, so you have to always think about that, and I always do. And as an entrepreneur, you always have to be focused on the target, but at the same time, family and that support system. When we come back, we'll talk with Jesus Garcia and talking about High Performance Academy. And I want to talk to you, how do people get involved? We'll talk about more about the business when we return right here on Business Leaders on KMPH Fox 26. Welcome back to Business Leaders. My name is Lance Cardoza, and thank you for staying with us. I have Jesus Garcia, High Performance Academy, and we were just talking during the break. We're talking about programs for youth in school. We're talking about during post-pandemic, and a lot of athletes weren't out there hitting the gridiron or out there on the field. So I think you provide a great service in what you were just telling me about. Tell the folks that are watching here with Business Leaders, what's that, what that's all about.
No, absolutely. As I mentioned before, you know, we start as personal training. We do camps and clinics. We do soccer classes for as young as 2 years old and just teach motor skills and socialization. And we use soccer as a tool to help them develop what life skills you're going to need in the future. Mm-hmm. And with COVID, when COVID took place, you know, we were all behind the screens. Everything was remote working. The socialization got cut, especially for kids.
Yeah.
And after that, we started noticing a big delay on the interaction with our youth, even some adults.
Yeah.
The physical, the emotional. I mean, there's studies and research showing how difficult COVID has been for us.
Yeah.
And that was a very big moment for us as a company, because decided like what can we do to be a solution. Mm-hmm. So we started doing a lot of research, identifying tools and resources, and we started talking to a few institutions about what we're looking to do with health and wellness, preventative programs, getting kids active, and using soccer or sports as a tool to help meet some of those areas that individuals are a little bit behind. So every day we're learning more information as more information comes out, and we'll look to develop more resources. But we're just very excited that the Central Valley and what the Central Valley has to offer, and our organization, High Performance Academy, is able to help support a lot of institutions. We are working with a few partners that are hopefully announced here pretty soon to talk about some programming that we're going to do for the kids and under-resourced communities. In areas around the Central Valley, we're just super excited that we get to use sports as a tool to help meet the fill in the void that a lot of athletes and individuals, even adults, are facing now.
Yeah, and also too, it could have been a former athlete too.
Absolutely.
That maybe during COVID, maybe they did rec soccer or something, but now it's opportunity for them get back engaged again, get back out of that rut, and do that. And how do people find you? If they want to find you, the website or a place where they can go online to find out more information about High Performance Academy?
Absolutely. We have our website. It's www.hpanation.com. We are on Twitter. We are on Facebook.
HPANation.com.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
We're on all social media networks as well. So we can find a lot of information. There's some things that are not on there yet because we're still in development phase, but we're ready to launch some of these things beginning 2023. And for our community to take advantage of it. One thing that we're super proud of at HPA is that our organization's 100% based on partnerships. So we don't do programs that necessarily like compete. We're here like, how can we be an extension? How can we enhance your guys' existing programs? So a lot of the work that we've been doing the last years have all been partnerships with local facilities like Wild Water Adventure Parks, for sports adventure, athletic performance. We work with some youth soccer clubs to do some training and technical nights, like on Tuesday and Wednesday nights. So we're really looking forward to establishing and growing our partnerships to see how we can support and create more resources together.
Beautiful, big community event that's
Absolutely.
Coming up also,
yes.
too. I don't
want
to miss that. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so we have a community event that's presented actually by Xfinity. The World Cup's here in a month away, so there's all this World Cup fever. And there's an opportunity presented to us in partnership with also with the Central Valley Fuego. We have amazing people at Campus Point Fresno State who opened up their doors. It's called FUBU. So it's a little bit of twist of Halloween with soccer. So it's,
FUBU.
Yeah,
yeah,
so we're, yeah. Yeah, so we're starting at our HPA Indoor Center in Clovis this Saturday morning with a free soccer camp for ages 3 to 10. And then middle of the day to afternoon, we have a lot of festivities with a free soccer tournament. It's a 4v4 street at Campus Points. We're gonna have a bunch of local vendors out there with trick-or-treating that's gonna be safe and fun for the kids. We're gonna have a DJ, music, and we have amazing restaurants there. Like we have Wahoo's, we have Mad Duck, Pyology's, oh, yeah. Maya Cinemas, who are all supporting this event. And we hope that our community can enjoy this amazing vendors that we have, but most importantly, all the activities that we're gonna have for our community.
Community events, big supporter of the community mm-hmm. with High Performance Academy. Talk to me about, you just had a real big event at Campus Point, but many events coming down the road here, right?
Absolutely, the next one that we have coming up is happening actually right before Thanksgiving. We're in partnership with the Central Valley Fuego. We're doing a youth soccer camp that will be at Cross City Church.
Okay.
And then in December, we're going to be now heading out to Clovis Rec and Sports over at Gateway High School Gym. Yep. So we're going to be doing a futsal soccer camp, again, in partnership with the Central Valley Fuego. So we have a lot of exciting events coming up that you can visit our website, and all the information will be there.
So in High Performance Academy, mm-hmm. they can go to your website, they can also go to your social media and be able to find out all the details
Absolutely.
About those community events. And you might find somebody also too that maybe you think it's a perfect opportunity mm-hmm. to team up with the High Performance Academy and be able to become one of those partners.
Absolutely.
And put something together. That's all the time we have, Jesus. Thank you so much for being on the program.
I appreciate you having me.
And looking forward to celebrating with you and 39 others
at
the 40 Under 40.
I'm looking forward to
it. And thank you for joining us right here at KMPH Fox 26. We'll talk to you next Tuesday at 11 a.m. right here on Business Leaders. Have a great day.